Speak. Good boy.
That's Steve Prasunka giving commands to search and rescue dog Cody.
Oh, yeah, she'd get a biscuit for that, I think. There you go, Cody.
Cody is one of six specially trained dogs that are part of Wrangell Fire Department Search and Rescue, or SAR, team.
These dogs are kind of part of the team. They're worker bees.
And a month ago, the dogs faced one of the harder jobs they've done. They took shifts, working in the aftermath of Wrangell's deadly November landslide. They looked for the six people who were missing.
This landslide was really exhausting for the dogs. There was just plowing through that mud, and that muck was pretty tough on them.
The dogs were joined by dog teammates from Sitka and Juneau. Prasunka says in this search, dogs were mostly used to find out if the human search and rescue workers were looking in the right spots. The landslide caused extensive damage, so the team was sorting through huge debris like piles of uprooted trees.
A crew of searchers would identify a spot that they felt was interesting, and a dog would be brought in to verify whether there was a target there or not.
In the end, the team found all the bodies except one. They searched for 12-year-old Derek Heller for 15 days before ending the search. Prasunka says working with dogs can save a lot of time, and he says it can really make a difference in how the work feels for the search team.
The dogs, when they verify what the searchers are doing, it buoys their spirits to keep pushing on, because otherwise you don't know if you're making any headway. So we kind of were, in some ways, cheerleaders to the heroic work of the ground searchers who just kept digging and digging and digging.
Wrangell Fire Chief Tim Bunis is responsible for leading the search and rescue team under the state troopers. He says the team being part of a 2,000-person small town made this search really tough.
For us, it was a very long, difficult search. You know, most of the searchers knew at least one or more of the family members that were lost that we were looking for. So it just kind of throws a different little wrench in it that, the personal side of it that, really makes it difficult.
But he says having dogs on the team made the search more efficient.
They're able to track by scent or by air. They're very useful in the search where we're in a smaller area like that to get us honed in on the area that we need to be working in.
And that efficiency can mean a lot. Dog handler Prasunka says having dogs embedded in a town search and rescue team means dogs can get out to search much earlier.
So if you're waiting for dogs to fly in from somewhere else, that can take a while, and the dog arrives and it's been flying and it's off its game a little bit, and the handler doesn't know the terrain like you know the terrain. And so to have embedded teams, I think, is absolutely crucial.
And in the urgency of a search and rescue, that difference in time could mean life or death for whoever is missing.
We're seeing more and more searches that involve elders, for example, who maybe have some type of cognitive impairment. And in the Alaskan climate, hours can make a difference.
Prasunka says when he works on search and rescue, he uses a technique his wife, a doctor, taught him to help him get through emotionally.
This is somebody else's tragedy and I'm a helper. And I'm not helpful if I make it my tragedy.
But he says he finds it hard to let go when the SAR team can't find someone.
We had a search once. I searched on my own for another 6 months, walking back roads looking for the person that was lost with my dogs. I have a hard time turning off. I don't like not finding who I'm looking for. And I know everybody on the team feels the same way. The whole SAR group feels the same way.
He says he doesn't know if he'll ever stop thinking about it all. But he says working with his dogs helps keep him present.
You can't be all depressed around your dogs. They need you to lead them, so.
Prasunka says he's trying to focus on the next training he and his dogs will do. Reporting in Wrangell.
With Colette Zarnicki.
I'm Rachel Cassandra.